Put Puff. No Biggie Smalls.
Oh my god.
Welcome back. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies.
Ladies.
Only ladies.
Only ladies.
And Justin.
We are recording a new podcast. This is Soft Boy Special Edition. Let's get into this. First, we're going to listen to the new mixtape.
Oof.
That came out on the 17th.
Oof.
Oof. If you're not on that, what is wrong with you? I don't even know.
I don't even know you.
I can't even tell you.
I don't know you if you haven't listened to this yet. And I mean that.
With every ounce of genuineness in my body.
And my tender, fragile heart.
I feel like I talk completely differently when we do these compared to when we do our history videos.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Do you think that? Fuck no. I speak freely from the heart.
From the heart. So yeah, this is Orbit Part 1.
I'm singing right now.
This is Nikki's intro, if you all didn't catch that.
Yeah, this is Nikki.
If y'all didn't catch that, this is Nikki singing. We're trying to go live on Instagram right now. I might just say fuck it, because it's already telling me pause due to port connection, and I just... Unless someone is, like, crunching the cable inside, which he probably closed the fucking door.
He probably did.
Oh, do I pause it?
Can't do nothing if you feel like it.
All right.
Ooh, yeah.
Be back in two shakes. Okay, we're back. We're back. Here we go. Even though that was pretty instantaneous for you. Here we go. This is Soft Boy. Fam, how do you feel about Soft Boy?
I think it's brilliant.
I agree. I agree. I love your band so much. When you're just like talking with yourself in your own Instagram live, that is always a fun time. It's Friday night. We're quarantined. We're all quarantined. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Like, bruh, I'm having hot flashes. You know, like this warm weather.
Dude, I'm waking up in the middle of the night wringing wet. What is that about? Like sweat.
I don't know. I'm going to get it wrong.
We're not even talking about the song. Anyway. Jeez.
Somebody on Twitter was like, no, honey, I'm 25. I'm not going to learn a TikTok dance.
Yeah.
I'm just going to twerk and let my friends hype me up until I start like Satan sweating or whatever because I'm old. I was just like,
nice.
Yeah, same.
Should we spill the tea on this song? Like, there was supposed to be a feature collab here.
I don't really fucking care. Like, none of that matters to me.
No, I'm just saying. I know it doesn't matter to you, but some people may be wondering why there's an intentional empty space there.
You know,
we got something coming for you. It's not the collab,
it's the collab. Fuck the lab, bro.
It's hyping ourselves, though. We're just hyping ourselves. For our existence for like
I'm turning into a pretentious piece of shit. I love my band and everyone else can rot.
Bro, I will say it every time. Maddie Healy made a career
out of Maddie's
being pretentious.
Fault. I will be Matthew Healy Jr. Just call me Nikki Healy.
Anyways, we talked a little bit about this in our You good, bro?
Nah, dude.
Nikki is not good.
I
Nikki
am
is not good. Bro, is anyone else losing their minds? I think
that's
anybody. I think that's the status.
I'm just gonna
that's
like
the status right
no,
now.
No, I just
check out my blue light glasses, bro. These things are bitching.
I cannot
There's
live.
There's supposed to be a filter on this. You're not supposed to be looking at me like this.
I can't go on, dude.
I can't go on. I can't go on. No,
sun
go
is
on.
Gone. Now it's up to you.
What if? We sing our own songs.
I don't know, dude. Where? I saw this.
Should we start over?
I don't know.
I can't get that to go away now.
I don't feel very good.
Oh my god.
That song.
I love that effect that Bone put there. The little zhing. Like,
the only feature that matters on this shit is that Brian touched it.
For real, dude.
That's the only collab I'm interested in anymore.
I can't get it to go away. We scared people away. They think we're insane now.
People don't like seeing you be happy, though.
Oh, no. People don't want to see you being happy, but they all... They feed off of the negativity.
So be a little bitch on the internet.
You're all about the reaction.
Too much time. No drugs, bro, besides called quarantine.
So this is my outro.
Bro, you got any cutine I need to snort, bro?
Cutine?
This is a beautiful outro, bro.
Dude, butchering. I'm singing in Korean, man. Oh my god. Oh no, we're just scaring people away left and right. Because there's not enough people. What always is a giggle to me is when there's like, you know, not a whole lot of people in the live, and then you see someone just like pop in and they just be like, you know,
I
they
mean,
instantly
but, like, I've done
go
that
away.
Before. Like, I don't know. You're like, oh fuck.
Oh, do we have? I don't know who any of these people are. Hello, people. Uncle Door.
Someone's
sneaky,
name is
Turtle.
Turtle, and that just
Crooked
sounds.
Heart.
That sounds like a poop What's innuendo. Up?
Did you?
It sounds like a poop.
A poop innuendo. I got a sneaky turtle.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! All the love to Sneaky Turtle.
Dude. Bless you, bro.
We're just trying to listen to, you know, the greatest music we've ever put out, and we're just talking about, you know, poop and shit.
Poop and shit.
Cutine.
Cutine.
Well, okay, now we're going to get into your suggestions. No,
I'm
for real.
I'm going to try and calm down.
All right. You have an eyebrow hair? Can I take care of that for
Are
you?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
I need to see what is happening.
I can't see unless you turn sideways. I'm crying. I'm literally
crying. Bro, I'm so stressed. My eyebrow hairs are falling out.
Crying.
Is the music too loud? I fucking know who this is.
This is Air Sound. As
I used to, all I see is I used to hang out with you. Oh god.
H. What? Air. This song is called Heaven.
Was at your show with Kids in the Way and Showbread.
Holy.
That's a long
shit.
Time ago. I was 5.
This song's called Heaven with You. That's amazing. Those were two really fun shows for us
that
as kids.
That was the best time of my life compared to right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, man. Those shows went off, dude.
Dude, nothing will ever... Unless we play with Architects.
75 or
75
BTS.
75 or BTS. Like, bro, I don't know if a whole lot matters to me anymore.
Ooh.
And that's rough.
What's your... How you doing? Hello. We are listening to a playlist that we made with Instagram peeps. Like the Saturday.
Our cult following.
I'm
kidding.
I swear to God. The Saturday after Softboy dropped. So on the 18th, we made a playlist asking, you know, like, what songs do you think would go in a good vibey playlist with Softboy? And this is what you sent. And you'll have to forgive me because I didn't, like, do my usual screenshot of names. So I have no idea who sent what.
I think T sent this. Tati.
Gotcha.
Tati.
I don't know what's happening with
our
signal
right now. Dude, exert all
your
energy laughing, then you just like zone out.
Dude, when you just die after that little burst.
So I remember listening to these guys a while ago.
Now I can't talk. Oh, we're back. Sorry for the pause. I don't know what's going on with our connection. It's like super inconsistent.
Oh, dude, fire track.
Fuck yes. This is, so a lot of it is things that Nikki and I picked. A lot of it is things, are things.
A lot of it are things.
That Nikki and I picked. And the second
we heard this song. Nikki actually heard it first.
Yes.
This is Perennial by Spirit Box, and she like screams at me through the house, like, I think I know what soft boy should sound like. Which, we don't sound like this, but it was such a vibe.
It was just like the whole dissonant.
Yes, like
really, it's almost that, dare I say, sensual. The vibe of her singing over something so,
it's a sultry tone.
It's fucking, she's beautiful. We love Courtney.
Yeah, got one of my favorite voices. She sings very mid-level, which so do I. And she just masters that like rich tone, singing tone, which is just great. So it was more like
it's like
an example of like dissonance with a beautiful melody.
Yes.
Because holy shit, if that ain't Spirit Box in a nutshell.
Dude.
Dissonance and melodic beauty.
We actually saw a music video of Spirit Box playing when we were on tour.
Yep. I think we've told this story before, but that's okay.
And we were, like, mortified.
It was for Bellacara.
Because
Bellcar?
It was scary.
It was so scary.
But I was like, she's stunning. This music is stunning. The visual is morbid, and I was scared while I was packing my gear.
Yeah.
And I put it in my notes to look up Spirit Box later, and I was...
We did that.
V-blessed a few days later.
Right? Dude, it was so dope. So sick.
Dude, and her melodies.
Yes. We took this down with us as a reference. This was our reference for Soft Boy. And NCT 127 Highway to Heaven was our reference for Parallel.
Yes.
Now, if that's not a massive jump.
I mean, we're pretty good at stretching our,
I don't know, our musical.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Drop the A and just say absolutely.
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 Dude, when you pointed that out to me, like, holy shit.
Yeah, tone. Her tone all around.
So I use this for inspiration for Soft Boy in the choruses for, I can't think
even
of
though, like,
how it goes right
the
now.
The digital music for Soft Boy was written before I even heard this.
Yes. When
which
we
is pretty crazy.
Though. When we added guitars over it, that's when it kind of shifted.
It helped paint the visual of, like, how it maybe would work.
Right.
So.
Right.
Which is crazy. Music works like that.
Oh, yeah. That's all I want. That's all I want. Make me believe. Take your time with me. That's the chorus of our song.
There you
is.
Go. That's it.
T.
Salute.
I don't know how much of a lag we have.
Ooh.
Just recording, She Freak.
Just bopping around.
Sitting in our...
Don't really know what
She Freak studio.
Up or down.
We've got to get a chipmunk out of our garage because it keeps...
It's living a better life than we are.
The ceiling. Oh, fuck. My God.
This is my pick.
These both were kind of your pick, even though, like, I yelled at you. Make sure we add Perennial.
This is Butterfly, the alternative version.
Yes.
By BTS.
Music video for Soft Boy in the future.
Oh, that's so bitter to read. Okay. Yikes.
Should we say what we were going to do? Should we just, like, say it in hopes that we actually can...
Sure, manifest it. Manifest it again.
All right, this is what we're manifesting right now. So, we have been in talks. God, fuck. Connection. Sorry. Come back. Our connection keeps pausing. When it pauses, I will stop. So, anyways. We have wanted dancers in a music video for, like, years now. So, we found we were going to team up with our buddy Sawyer, who has shot quite a few bits for us. In the past, just like live stuff, some little trailer teasers. Like, he did the whole Anamoya trailers for us. So we were gonna shoot with Sawyer, and we found a dance company, and we talked to them from December all the way through March, just trying to coordinate schedules. And it was gonna be dope as fuck. Oh my god, we had
yo.
Our biggest hurdle at the moment was trying to find a location, and then like scheduling everyone's time. I can't dance, but I can do a mean windmill. Hell yes.
Yep.
I can do a whoa.
I am confident that if anybody choreographed me, I would look like some kind of contemporary dancer.
We could do it. But yeah, and then the old Rona bitch jumped in and ruined legitimately every plan we had for this. The music video, like, we just couldn't settle on a date with the dancers because a lot of them were still in high school.
It was like so an all-girl.
Yeah.
And
they had done
team.
Videos before, and they were dope. They were so cool. And we were so excited when Sawyer, you know, kind of put us in contact with this company. And we were looking at locations. We were talking about shots. We created an entire mock video.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Remember we
from
post that.
Clips from other music videos to just kind of like create a mood board vision.
Would you like to see it? It took me a long time to do it.
It was fun.
I'm
Big
fucking Rona proud of it.
It ruined everything. It really did. So, almost. That's what happens when you laugh for 5 minutes straight. You can't talk. Can't sing. So yeah, that was our idea. And then like we couldn't coordinate a date. We knew we had to get something shot before like mid-March for it to work, and that's when kind of like things started getting iffy and scary, and we knew that something was gonna hit. So we re-planned our idea without dancers, like more of just like a performance. It was essentially going to be a performance video, us playing in really cool
and me
stuff.
Dancing because I wasn't going down without a fight.
Right, we had this whole idea, like we do have a mock video, we could post that. Actually, you know what that'd be good for?
The
Patreon.
Do it.
We
coming
may
at
do
you
that.
April
May. It's May.
I'm lost.
It's all right.
I'm a lost boy.
It's all right. So I don't know if that'll happen again. I don't know.
I've been choreographing myself for months now, just as backup, so I feel robbed of my dream.
And what else sucked is we had shows lined up to help pay for that's a Michigan thing.
Michigan.
For a music video. Because music videos are very expensive, and we were already getting a deal because Sawyer is an angel and wants to work with us, and now that we're back now that we don't have those shows to supplement a financial need for a video, we can't afford that.
Yeah.
Which sucks. So we got incredibly discouraged about it.
Yes.
For a while. We still kind of are.
Yes.
And just took things into
well,
our
it
own
was
hands.
Like
we shot the lyric video ourselves, which is fine. Like, it turned out awesome. I'm really pleased with that. Also, this is Beat Burger Butterfly Ribbon. This is MQ.
I love this song. The video, actually look up the music video for this song because it is stunning.
So cool.
It legit. I think
so
I think
cool.
I almost cried. Just because
this is the one in the art studio, is it?
Nope, that's which the other one. This is the one where like he's walking through like a cityscape and it's almost like crumbled and like there's huge animals or something
that one
of the
is
sort.
Sick.
I know we watched it a while
so
back,
sick.
But it's beautiful. Anything that NNG
Yes,
Studio
NNG.
Yeah. Chanyeol,
collab,
I love you.
Please.
Yes, we're trying to get that.
So yeah, music video in the future for Soft Boy. Of course we want to, but without an income, like substantial income. Yeah. Like we're talking,
which is playing shows.
We're talking like minimum $1,500, and that's scraping by to have someone else do it. I don't think it's gonna happen, unfortunately, which sucks.
Yo, it
sucks.
Hard
money.
It's hard.
Sucks. I hate money.
Yeah.
I mean, we need it. Everyone needs it, but it's the driving force of everything, which sucks. That's why, you know, we do our best to get creative. You know, we work with what we have, and it's not always like super, I don't want to say high quality is not the right word, because we put every bit of quality we can into it, but like,
yes,
compared to essentially what Bone shot for us, or
indeed,
what Sawyer could shoot for us, the quality that we have is just not there when
no,
it comes to gear. I hate money too. Yes. Money sucks. Unless you have it.
Is this Haley?
And we don't. Yes, this is Haley.
Yes.
This is Simmer, but this is the remix, which I thought was fucking sick. This is Caroline Polachek remix. I hope I'm saying that right. Of Simmer.
Ooh.
It was dope. When I heard it, I was like, oh, hell yes. This would go sick with Soft Boy. Just the whole vibe is dope.
Nice. I'm stoked to
so
listen
yeah,
to this.
Yeah. Simmer down. Yeah, the remixes
maybe
are
if
sick.
Haley goes out on a solo tour, we can open for her.
I would be so down.
That'd be cool.
That'd
be really cool.
So fun. That would be so fun. So yeah. Unless we get some like massive increase of money,
or we get like 10 more patrons, you know, like it's
depending on their giving level. Yes,
it's not impossible.
Patreon is like the way that we're surviving right now, and
it's
you can
insane,
go and see how much money we're making off of Patreon.
I
mean,
insane.
It's like poverty level stuff.
It's a little intrusive, but
it helps. I still don't know how I feel about Haley's solo stuff.
You know, it's really different, which,
right,
like, I'm super proud of her for taking that step to more or less heal for her own sake.
That's right. She was going to go on a solo tour. It got rescheduled.
Oh, damn. Well, maybe that reschedule came at the right time.
Dude, we're just trying to see everything as, like, timing. Which sucks, because we honestly thought this year was going to be
our year. We had it planned.
Year.
We had the whole year planned.
Such a plan. We did. We had the whole...
We
I mean,
had our biggest goals being hit.
Yes.
With playing certain venue, being asked
right,
to play bigger venues.
Right. We were being asked. Which,
shooting the video, releasing Soft Boy.
Right. And then
going right back into the studio.
Yep.
Like, everything was lined up.
Right.
And then...
Which we're hopefully still going to be able to make work. Not going
know,
into the studio, but...
Making some extra magic happen
right,
in
and
two
that,
different states here.
Right. Right. And that's the thing, too. It's like, with social distancing and, you know, quarantine going on right now, traveling's not really an option for us. And anybody who we would work with, we'd either have to go to Indianapolis or they'd have to come up here,
yeah,
and that's just not smart right now, you know. And I think our quarantine here in Michigan just got extended to about the 23rd of May, I think.
Damn.
Yeah, so I mean, and that's just gonna keep happening. It's just
right,
gonna keep happening. There's no there's no other way out of this right now, unless we get a magical vaccination for everyone, and then everyone's got to go get it. I mean, which I don't know. Oh, this is Elbow. This is New York Morning. This song is just beautiful.
Elbow. Such a vibe. Was brought into our lives via Benedict Cumberbatch. I don't know. He said it in an interview.
It's one of his favorite bands. That guy's his favorite vocalist or something. Which
and I was like, yes. What? And we were on a huge Benny kick at the time watching Sherlock, and we had just watched like Third Star.
Which is
fucking heartbreaking.
Yeah, that's okay, T. Our internet is shit as well right now. So
I can't remember where exactly Elbow's from.
Wales? I don't know, that could be wrong. Somewhere over in the Englands.
But this album is the one with the like concrete statue of the angel, and it's blue and black, and it's beautiful. This record was so like healing, and it's so different to what I was listening to at the time.
This is the takeoff and landing of everything. That's the name of the record.
It's just, it's so quirky, but then there's beautiful notes, and then there's like, I love it too, because like guy's accent, people who sing with their accent, like,
love it.
Is life.
Love it.
But
so much.
If you want like a nice chill kind of folky, bluesy, go listen to Elbow. Everything they've ever put out, I'm just so impressed with.
Right, missing out.
We actually covered one of their songs for an acoustic set.
Love that.
A couple times.
Yeah, we did. I don't remember.
Did we
what
do
song
New York Angel?
No, this is New York Morning.
New York Angel.
There's
Morning.
A song called New York Angel.
There's a song called.
I don't remember how
shit
it goes.
Fuck damn.
I can never remember other songs when songs are playing. So. But yeah, we've covered one of their songs. Is all the
answers. Dude, if that ain't relevant,
dude.
Right now.
Yeah, and their music is always very like culturally and just like aware.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, they
very
have.
Very aware.
They do. They address really, really important things.
An acoustic HYH album.
We've done it.
We do have one out actually. You can get it on Bandcamp. Which I think there are two more dates after today. This will already be posted. That Bandcamp is waiving their cut, the revenue share. Which I heard a dude at a show once say that, like, you guys should be on Bandcamp. They don't take anything. They do, bro.
But everybody takes something.
Everybody takes something. But yeah, Bandcamp is waiving their revenue share, but PayPal still takes a cut if you purchase through PayPal.
Losers.
Well, I think because we have it transferred to our PayPal account, they take their like 20-cent cut. Which, come on, PayPal. I don't know. But yeah, there's one in June and one in July. That you can go purchase music and the full cut goes to the artist. I think Bandcamp takes 15%. I don't know. I'm trying to remember how much they take. It's a solid chunk.
You know. Dollars.
Yeah. It's a solid chunk, you know. So
big one. Around the corner, yeah. My energy is slowly depleting.
Oh, dude, it's like...
Or quickly depleting.
Quickly going away. Quickly going away. I was going to try switching over to the other Wi-Fi connection to see if it would work better. I don't know what the deal is with this. We thought it was going to be great, but every time we've tried it now, it's like...
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
It's a fucking lie. Motherfucking lie.
Motherfucking lie.
Why the fuck you lying?
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying?
What's next?
What even is that from? Is that just
a meme thing? I don't know, dude. I downloaded it and just to have.
Next.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fucking Sex Tape by Deftones.
Bro. Bro. Dude, I don't actually...
You don't dig the tonage.
Forever ago when I was taking donations
yes.
for covers on YouTube.
I remember this because I helped you with it.
It was like one of the first I covered Entombed, which Oof. Like, oh my god, that song's great. Right. I'm cringing at myself doing it. but like, I feel like Dustin was like, listen to Deftones more or something. Like he always brought up Deftones.
Probably.
And then like, woof. Heard this song and I was just like, oh, what? I love Deftones.
Oh yeah, dude, the vibey stuff like this is just where it's at,
bro. We died.
Ah, gotcha.
We died. Jess was reading.
Yeah, I was reading.
I'm so zoned out,
bro. We expended way too much energy in that first 5 minutes. Which I don't even remember what we were laughing about now.
Time, yeah. I don't either. Nothing important. Ever. Is it ever
being
important?
In quarantine.
Oh, snorting cutine.
Snorting cutine and, oh, turtle. We scared the turtle person away because...
Dude, if someone mentioned my name the second I jumped in, I'd be like, wow, maybe I should stay and watch this. No one's ever in a live that I've been in where it's, like, obvious you're only talking to, like, you know, a handful of people. And I'm like, hey, I think you're great. They read the fucking comment below mine.
Laughter every is time. Healing. Every it time. Is.
I Yeah. They say you should laugh, cry, and something every day. I can't remember the third
it's
one.
Something every day. Has everyone been digging the playthroughs thus far? I think the Instagram one went over a little bit better than the YouTube one.
All right.
Not that that's a huge deal, but it's just interesting to see what does better on each platform.
Did you tag Rancid?
You should
hashtag.
You should at them
and be like, okay. Thanks for magic power.
Okay. You can do that in the comments.
I have. Not in the comments.
In the comments.
All right.
Rancid, sup?
Rancid usually likes when I post, like, or tag them. That's because dope. Three of
Jenny
my favorite
DeMarlo.
Shirts are...
Groovy AF playthroughs.
Groovy AF.
Groovy?
Groovy hang loose.
Groovy? Groovy? Groovy?
What's the symbol for groovy?
Groovy, I don't know.
Bruh.
Groovy. Groovy.
Shaggy.
Shaggy and Scooby.
Vocal God.
Yes. Yes.
Why was that a thing as a kid to like put your mouth over the microphone?
Dude, I don't know.
Those microphones that we had as kids that like
the echo ones.
How the fuck did that even work?
I don't know.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? This is your fault.
Yes.
I like struggle listening to this song.
This is Antichrist by the 1975. I couldn't decide. I should have just put them both in. Okay, I couldn't decide between Head Cars Bending.
You should have did Head Cars Bending.
Or Antichrist. And when I was listening to them, I was like, Antichrist is such a vibe, and I know they'll never ever play it live.
Maddie, like, hates this song.
Whatever, I don't care. It's a great song. Harmonize. That's her speciality.
Relate to somebody. There's
speak.
A story that I had a trauma to while this song was playing.
I can skip it.
We were all together.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like great, this song is wrecked. God, I said it to that person. I did.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm never listening to this song.
Oh, well.
Again, until like I can like just be grown up enough. And honestly, this is the first time I've heard it in probably 5 years' time.
Well, suck a dick.
I think, I don't know. Might not be that long ago. Probably not what you're thinking. Are you thinking?
I don't know. Is it the worst of the worst?
Dude, everybody's the worst? Nah, this was like,
okay.
Oh, I have nowhere to stay tonight, and we were on tour, and then it was.
Fuck.
Yeah.
When? Oh!
Yeah, and this song was playing, and I had to ride in the back seat with that. And I was just like, I'm never listening to this song again.
Sorry, bro.
Fuck.
Okay, I know that.
It's cool, though. I mean, it just still weirds me out.
I apologize.
It's all right.
It's a great song, though.
It's a great like song. I'll take it back right now.
When you read song. The lyrics, I think it's wonderful.
I just like to think that, like, if Maddie knew the whole of that whole existence story, he would hug me and be like,
oh yeah,
I love you. And I'd be like, thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
I feel healed now. Sometimes,
that
man.
We live in.
That's all you need.
Sometimes
I
that
have,
is all you need.
At my lowest of lows, cried at the bottom of a hill and the top of a hill to the 1975.
Damn.
Yeah, Mom found me.
I remember that story.
Woof. A lot of time. I don't know why. I don't know, bro.
Dude, the 1975 carries weight.
The song "Me" by
when
the 1975.
We say a band moves us. It's not just like, oh my god, I love you. It's such a no. I mean, there's
I love
nothing
your
wrong with that.
Hair.
I love your teeth.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I hope someone
like,
tells me that one day.
It goes a little bit deeper than that. There's
it
always
goes
an experience.
Gut wrenching. Core shaking deep. Okay,
when
guys.
When we say we love something, it is because just we absolutely, with every fiber in our being, love
believe,
it.
Believe, bro.
Nose is stuffy. My nose is always stuffy.
You know, I've taken 2 Claritins, and I think they're having the opposite effect in making me feel worse.
Oh no.
Or it's just because the moon is out while the sun is out, and there's a lot of extra pull in the.
Yes.
Barometric pressure.
Yes.
Ugh.
Anyways. So I've completely blanked on what I was
going
to say.
I'm so gone.
It's gone. It was going to be something about like.
Why won't Maddie play this?
There's probably a story why. I just know that he won't. Probably because everyone just asked. Like.
Everyone ruined it.
Play Antichrist.
That's
and
not
he's
even
like, no. So he'll never play
I
it.
I mean, that'd be like everyone being like, play the Untitled song. I'd
oh,
be like,
I would say no.
I don't even know what that is. Even
I
know
would say
what
no.
that is.
Oh, yeah, I remember what I was going to say. So, like, essentially, every band that we love has had some sort of life-changing moment to solidify
wow,
that.
Wow, here we go with the fucking Trinity, bruh.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we got the Holy Trinity in here with
this
us.
This is ridiculous.
This is Gravity by Architects.
Like,
I have so many Architects tattoos now, it's just dumb.
I am still sitting and waiting on my
yes.
My thoughts.
Your thoughts.
I'm sitting and waiting on my thoughts. That's a line. Hi, Tom.
Write it down.
Miss you. Love you. Hope it's better. Dude, this shit live. Tears.
Did we? Yes, we got to see this live.
Yeah,
right?
We fucking did.
Yes, we did,
bro.
From like we were, boom, they were right there.
I don't even know how
balcony.
I bullshit my way into like
you did.
Taking pictures for Architects.
It wasn't bullshit because you take pictures, but like it worked. I think that's probably what every like independent photographer feels like. How did I just bullshit my way into getting that one?
Like, that was just That was just a whole ass laugh.
It was awesome. We it was fed
incredible.
Them too. And I was just like,
did we make them vegan brownies?
We made them vegan brownies and like wraps.
Oh my god.
Like chickpea salad wraps. Chickpea chicken salad wraps.
Oh my god.
It was a time. It was great. It was the last time we saw Architects Live, and that was 2 years ago now.
Whoa.
Way too long. We played Chicago the same night they played Chicago.
Dude. I wish we would have not
last
had.
Year in May.
Fuck that.
Yeah. And I wish I just would have found a way to sneak down and watch that, because that would have been...
Got my whole heart broken that night.
I want a vegan brownie and chickpea wraps. Girl, we got you.
I'll hook you up, T.
It's probably like the easiest vegan things to make.
It is really easy.
Just all beans.
Right? You just take chickpeas, veganaise, you chop up some celery, you chuck in some...
Walnuts.
Some raisins, if you want to do that.
You can always shred carrot.
You can do radish. You could do
pretty much any vegetable. Broccoli, peppers. Kale, peppers.
Yeah, whatever veg you have on hand, right? And then, you know, your basic salt, pepper. If you have, like, garlic powder, onion powder.
Paprika.
Put some of that in. That's freaking fancy. Dill, you know. Flavor it whatever way you like, and then you take a tortilla and you just whoosh, roll
make
it up.
Make a burrito.
Eric Nam. Burrito.
I hate Eric Nam.
Dude, I have
he never fucking tweets me back.
I have
and
a text
I'm like,
from Eric Nam.
Listen.
So that is
we
the end
would
of the playlist.
Be great friends. And he's just like bopping around talking to other people, and I'm
pretending
like,
he's a vegan.
Yeah, which
is
really offensive.
Incredibly offensive.
Infensive.
Eric, I am offended.
All I know is like
offensive. I was reading
the verbal fights that we would get into, and then we'd just have to church hug each other because like
I got a motherfucking text from Namo right now that says, let's hop on Zoom together.
No.
Liar.
No. Listen, Eric.
Eric Nam.
I loved him.
I loved you. No, we really do.
Mom, I love him.
We really absolutely. I adore him.
I love him to pieces. He's just. But he's a freaking idiot. And
Eric, please love us.
He needs to wake up and love me, because I'm tired of loving him unrequitedly.
Unrequited love. That's a Chasing Victory
like,
song.
Like, we don't even have to be together. I just would like to be friends. Like, and that's the thing. Girls, I can love a man and be like, let us be friends.
Let us be friends.
And if you fall in love with me, then so be it. But Eric, you're not an idiot. You're a brilliant musician. You put out great songs that speak to me, and thank you for existing. Okay.
So much come through.
I'm just jealous, okay? Jealousy.
I'm looking for you wherever you are. Boop 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 ba. Come through. It's true. I know you come through. Fucking love that song. And I was really bummed.
Do you wonder?
Because he came to Detroit and we couldn't go.
Dude, fucking disgusted.
So, anyways.
I'm sorry. I was really harsh. I love you. Please don't ever hear this. I take it back, dude. I take it back. You know,
I just feel Eric like. Knows, I think Eric is very self-aware, though.
I feel like he will just.
Eric has made an entire career of being self-aware, thriving
yeah,
on
well,
that.
Me too, but people are just like, okay.
What's wrong with her?
She's
because you gotta get more people saying shit.
Like, you know? Legit, don't mind me posting vids being like, let me just be a douchebag real quick, trying to be a TikTok kid.
Oh, gosh.
Stay safe, kids. Don't show your bodies if you're 15 on TikTok.
Ooh,
it ain't all that. Right. You don't even know what you're singing about. It's nasty.
You're 15. Oh, no. Do your homework.
Be 15.
Eat a popsicle. Go to bed at 10:30 or some shit.
Or some shit.
And just be a kid, all right?
All right.
Your 20s will come for you like a bitch, so just chill out.
That's correct.
It's all right.
That's correct. TikTok is terrifying.
TikTok is terrifying. I can't. Same.
Yes. Yeah. Same. So, same. I think we're gonna hop off here. This is a nice little, you know.
I wonder if you heard that.
Mid-length. Did your neck crack or something? Oh, yeah. I'm sure that
That's came my through. Noggin.
That's my noggin.
Remember that channel? Noggin.
Yes. That used to be, it's now Nickelodeon. Didn't Teen they play Nick like, or something.
Did they play Wishbone on Noggin?
Well, it was the Noggin in the daytime for the chillins, and then it turned into the N for the preteens and teenagers.
The Degrassis.
Degrassi and Instant Star and Summerland.
You know what I thought about the other day?
What?
Hayden's show.
Higher Ground.
Yeah. Dude, I was like, if we could find that.
Oh, dude.
Hey, babe.
Whoa.
I was in love with Hayden Christensen. Oh, God.
Are you good?
My arm missed
my arm. You want to see my arm, Jamie?
Yeah, there's my arm, Jamie.
I mean, the end, right? Wasn't the end amazing? Dude,
I miss, like, actual good television.
Wow.
We don't watch TV. Instant Star. Thank you, God. Tommy dude. Q.
Alex.
Fucked me
Alex
up.
Alex Johnson had a baby girl, and
Alex Johnson beautiful. Is a baby girl. She is special.
Yes, forever.
She inspired us both, I think.
Found all of Instant Star on YouTube, but the quality is horrid.
It's so bad.
I only have season 2 on DVD. I don't know why I never got the rest. But
because money is the root of all evil.
We watched it in terrible quality anyway.
Yeah, dude.
Just for the feels, and we may hop back on that.
When little Judy and Tommy Q kissed in the rain, and she's like, "You know, love me, Tommy," and then it happened, and then coffee.
Bro.
Johnny,
Alex Johnson had a baby. Yes, she did. Like a couple of months ago.
I feel old as fuck.
I think she's 3 years older than me. And, like, wanted to be
everybody
her.
I know is having babies, so, you know, I feel...
That's a whole other story.
Real bad about life a little bit.
No way. I didn't know that.
What?
I did not That's know crazy. That. Lights was supposed to play Jude, but couldn't act.
That's hilarious. Canadian.
Yes, it was a Canadian TV show.
Canada.
Mark
Lee. Vancouver. Canada. Favoritest place to be.
No, Alex Johnson, like, killed that
Brilliant.
Role.
Brilliant.
She's an incredible singer.
Dude.
She's a phenomenal actress for that for age, that too. You know, I think she was 3 years older.
Your eyes are holding up the sky. Your eyes make me weak, I don't know why.
Oh, man.
Okay, though. Okay.
People are missing out on this content.
Dude, everyone sucks.
Anyways, yeah, she's still putting out records. I follow her on Instagram, and it's great. She's got a beautiful husband and family now, and it's just sick.
Blessings.
So, yeah. The end. Good times, good chats. We're going to cap this off at around 50 minutes.
Nice.
And, yeah, dude, these glasses make me have a stuffy nose. Ooh.
Squeak.
Because they pinch right here. So
do our glasses
give me a
identical?
Stuffy nose. Yours are bigger than mine.
I feel like a nerd. Although, I got tired of being called a grandma for wearing glasses, but like...
Fuck off!
A cute grandma, and then I got called a sexy grandma by Kara, and I was like, I don't know if I like that. I was like, why am I grandma? Because I wear glasses on the tip of my nose and look at you above the rim, like... Scusa. Anyways, bye. I'm tired.
Right, we're gonna hop off. And yeah, I know the connection here was a little on and off for the Instagram live, so make sure you stream this podcast this Sunday. May 1st, 2nd, 3rd. May 3rd.
May Trace. Not who said.
All right. Bye. Annyeong.